Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Fighting continues in the Middle East amid growing humanitarian crises. Officials say Israeli airstrikes have pounded areas across Lebanon, killing at least 21 people, including more than a dozen in the southern Lebanese town of Qana and a city's mayor. Meanwhile, UNRWA's chief Philippe Lazzarini spoke on the Gaza situation in Berlin.
The level of destruction is also unprecedented. We estimate that 60-70% of the infrastructure in Gaza Strip have been destroyed.
Lazzarini warned that UNRWA was near its breaking point due to the situation in Gaza and the widespread destruction.
Now, so the needs in the region have never been so big, but at the same time, the agency has never ever been so much under attack.
He said the agency was facing a combination of financial and political threats to its existence, in addition to difficulties in day-to-day operations, as aid is even more desperately needed against the threat of disease and famine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday ruled out ceding any of the country's territory to Russia while presenting a long-awaited victory plan to Parliament. If we don't step up now, Putin will have time to step up next year and put an end to diplomacy forever. Russia must lose the war against Ukraine. In a speech laying out his five-point plan to MPs, Zelensky urged Western allies to extend an invitation to join NATO and to lift restrictions on Ukraine's use of long-range arms on military targets deep in Russian territory. In his speech, Zelensky criticized China, Iran, and North Korea for supporting Russia, calling them a coalition of criminals. He said he would present his plan to European leaders at a summit on Thursday. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Georgia, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney has blocked a rule that says paper ballots must be counted by hand after polls close on Election Day. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
McBurney wrote that the rule passed by Georgia's election board last month is too much too late and blocked its enforcement while he considers the merits of the case. The hand count rule and five other recent election changes were challenged in a lawsuit by the election board in Cobb County. Georgia's Secretary of State has said the rule was passed too late for his office to provide meaningful training or support. The ruling is seen as a victory for Democrats and voting rights groups who have raised concerns about what Donald Trump's allies might do if the former president loses the election. I'm Jennifer King.
Police say more than 100 people have been killed and 50 others injured after a gasoline tanker overturned in Nigeria and sparked an explosion as dozens of people rushed to the vehicle to scoop up the fuel. They say the explosion occurred past midnight in the Jigawa state after the tanker driver lost control of the vehicle while traveling on a highway close to a university. North Korea last week accused Seoul of sending drones over Pyongyang that scattered a huge number of anti-North leaflets. It then blew up inter-Korean roads and rail lines on its side of the border on Tuesday. South Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Hong-kyun. We have strongly condemned North Korea for its continued nuclear and missile threats, for blowing up the inter-Korean roads and railways, for blocking the border of the southern side of the border, and for claiming that South Korea has sent a drone to infiltrate North Korea while increasing the tension between the two countries. Earlier in the day, Kim, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell, and Japan's Vice Foreign Minister Masataka Okano announced a new 11-nation team to monitor the enforcement of sanctions against the North after Russia and China thwarted a UN mechanism. An Italian Navy ship docked in Albania's Shenzhen port, bringing 16 migrants intercepted at sea. The ship, Libra, left Lampedusa on Monday with 10 Bangladeshis and 6 Egyptians, rescued after departing Libya. This follows Italy's opening of 2 migrant centers in Albania under a 5-year deal signed last year. International Rescue Committee EU Advocacy Director Marta Wallander.
By shutting down one migratory route for people seeking safety does not mean that people stop arriving in search of asylum. It only means that they are forced onto other routes, and often more dangerous and life-threatening ones.
While some nations support the agreement to house asylum seekers outside the EU, human rights groups criticize it as a dangerous precedent. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.